From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting hundreds have been detained for being associated with Friday's failed coup attempt in Turkey. Turkey says that nearly 3,000 soldiers, including some high-ranking officers, have been arrested. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim called the attempted coup a black stain on Turkish democracy. More than 2,700 Turkish judges linked to a U.S.-based Islamic cleric have also been dismissed. There are varying reports of the number of people who were killed in clashes, but officials have reported at least 161 dead. On Saturday, the situation remained tense in Istanbul, Ankara, and some other provincial cities, with sporadic ongoing violence. Turkish media reported intense clashes at a large military barracks outside Ankara, which is believed to be a stronghold of the coup plotters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen for Friday's failed coup attempt. Gulen has rejected any links to the uprising, issuing a statement saying that he rejected it in the strongest possible terms. Speaking in Luxembourg, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States has not received any request to extradite Gulen, but was willing to assist in legitimate efforts to deal with the plotters of Turkey's attempted coup.
Fully anticipate that there will be questions raised about Mr. Gulen. And obviously, we invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny.
Kerry also repeated U.S. support for the democratically elected government in Turkey, saying the United States stands squarely and unequivocally with it.